Here to talk about some amazing news from Meal on Wheels, it is director Luke and manager Angela. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
We're going great. Now tell us, what is Meals on Wheels?
Well, Meals on Wheels has been in the Shoalhaven for more than 40 years, and we have five services starting up in Berry and all the way down to Jervis Bay. We service about 400 clients across the region, and we're assisted very ably and thankfully by around 250 volunteers. So not-for-profit organisation helping the community, delivering meals, also having a chat, doing welfare checks. It's so much more than just a meal.
Wow. All right. There's so much to unpack there. You guys do some incredible work. And let's start with last week you celebrated. You were able to get your hands on this essential piece of appliance that you guys really needed. Tell us more about that one.
Yeah. And a massive shout out to the Veolia Mawari Trust, who provided us with over $12,000 to buy a new blast chiller for our Huskisson kitchen. And if anyone's ever watched MasterChef and they'll see people put trays of food into a blast chiller and it brings the temperature down really quickly. Well, here at Meals on Wheels, we do that too, which is really quite cool. And when I first joined the organisation, I thought, oh yeah, you just get a meal and you drop it off to someone and that's about it. But we've got about eight people in the Huskisson kitchen each and every day using really high-tech equipment to produce those meals. And of course, we do them in line with food safety guidelines and with all the criteria that we need to do. But really fantastic that we were able to purchase that equipment, have the Minister for Seniors, Mark Couray, the Member for South Coast, Shelley Hancock, there to officially commission it and get their name on a plaque, which was exciting.
Yeah.
But, you know, the guys there at Huskisson are just really grateful that we were able to purchase that new piece of equipment.
What kind of meals do you provide?
We do a lot of roasts, traditional meals, because that's mostly what our clients want. But we do have a really good variety. We try to provide at least 10 different options every week, and over a four-week period, 40 different options. That's just in the main meals.
Wow.
I wish I had a different meal every day for a month.
Yeah.
Some good variety. Of course, there's soups and some really special desserts too. We pride ourselves on our desserts.
Look, most of your workers are volunteers, and how many meals are they making in a week, and how many clients do you have?
Well, just at the Huskisson kitchen, going back to Husky, they produce about 500 meals a week there. But just to give a shout out to my service, I'm also the service manager for Nowra Bomaderry. Just in July alone, we produced 1,700 meals for our region, which is a bit of a record for us. So
incredible.
It's been a busy, busy couple of months and a busy couple of years, actually. But at the Nowra Bomaderry Kitchen, we also produce some fantastic desserts, which we've given you some samples of, so you can try them out and see for yourself.
In our studio lies these delicious-looking desserts and meals. The one that catches my eye straight away is that, is it a chocolate fudge?
Yeah, the new brownie that's just about to go on our menu there.
Yes, I am a bit of a sweet tooth myself.
Yeah, we both are. Yeah. It's very dangerous.
We chose well.
Yes, we're going to have lunch and dessert afterwards as well. It's very delicious. But look, you did mention at the start, we do have this incredible food in front of us, but it's not just about the food. It's also about the interaction you're getting from the person dropping off the meal. And you also put on monthly social activities and things like that. So it is much more than just a meal.
It really is. The social interaction is the heart of what we do, and that's why we love our volunteers, because every single person doing it is there because they want to be. It's in their heart. It's something they want to do to reach out and serve the local community, and it makes such a difference. It's what sets us apart from a lot of the other meal companies that you can get who just drop at the door and run.
Yeah.
A person who cares, who wants to chat, who can keep an eye on you, and who knows if things are changing, if there's an issue that they can draw our attention to it. We can look at referrals to other services and make sure they're getting the attention, the care, the contact that they need.
How can us as a community help you? How can we support you? You need more volunteers. What did you need from us?
Well, we're always after more volunteers. And I know it feels like that when you put your hand up to volunteer, you have to do X amount of hours and X amount of days, but not at Meals on Wheels. We fit in around you, and whether you're available one day a month or one day a week, we'll have you on board. And There's so many jobs that you can do, whether it's delivering meals or whether it's helping our packers, whether it's helping our kitchens and cooking up a storm or even just washing the dishes. Mm. And, of course, that wonderful admin work that everyone seems to love. We always seem to need volunteers for the admin stuff. But we're really, really happy to have anyone on board, all walks of life, all ages. Give our office a call, 44225111.
And how are you guys going in terms of space? Is there enough space for you guys to do what you do?
We're spilling at the seams.
Yes.
We've got office space and kitchen space, and we're grateful for it, but we are so tightly packed.
Yeah.
We're looking for places we can expand into. So, yes, any ideas? We're open.
Look, if someone is listening and they feel like they might need these services, how do they reach out and get in touch with you?
Again, give our office a call, chat to our friendly staff. They are probably the best people to have a chat to. 44225111, or go to our website and check it out, and you can have some more, see some more information there at northshoalhavenmealsonwheels.org.au.
Make sure you get involved with this wonderful organisation. It is Meals on Wheels. A massive thank you to Director Luke and Manager Angela for joining us this morning. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.